This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Congressman Ken Buck was the lone no vote in Colorado's delegation on Thursday's debt ceiling vote. Meanwhile, Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert missed the vote after vowing she'd vote no. GOP Representative Doug Lamborn and all Colorado Democrats voted to pass the compromise to raise the debt ceiling. Denver wants to slow traffic to save lives and reduce injuries. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
People are dying on Denver streets at record levels. More than 80 deaths in each of the last 2 years. Now, outgoing Mayor Michael Hancock is recommitting to his six-year-old pledge to eliminate traffic deaths. One big new goal in a new city plan is to lower speed limits on all major roads to just 25 miles per hour. But that would require CDOT's approval on state-owned roads like Colorado and Federal Boulevards. And it also depends on whether Denver's next mayor agrees. Hancock leaves office in July. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
What blooms for a few weeks, then goes away? Cherry blossoms, of course, and they're the focus of a long-standing tradition celebrated in Denver this month. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
The 49th annual Cherry Blossom Festival is hosted by the Tri-State Denver Buddhist Temple downtown. People can find bonsai trees and more, according to Socorro Foundation Executive Director Stacey Shigaya.
We also have a really large live stage, and that is a way for people to experience our culture through song, through dance, through martial arts.
There will also be Buddhist talks both days. In the past, several thousand people attended each year, but for the last 2 years, there's been no festival because of the pandemic. The festival this year is June 17th and 18th. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Coming up next, it's the BBC NewsHour. Stay here.